Well, a huge new mall complex in New Jersey is scheduled to open next month. It includes the largest indoor theme park in the Western Hemisphere. Now, if you're saying, wait a minute, I thought Amazon and other e-retailers had already destroyed malls, listen to what Steffi Grobe Plant had to say. She just wrote an article in the Smithsonian Magazine titled The Rise of the Zombie Mall. Steffi, what is a zombie mall?
Well, it's a mall that's come back from the dead. So it may have been on the brink, and it reinvented itself as it needed to. La Grande Plaza in Fort Worth, Texas is an excellent example of that. It was sort of a failing mall. At one time, it had 10% occupancy, and it ended up reinventing itself. And they really focus their efforts, too, on a full roster of entertainment experiences, and they are doing very, very well.
So what do you see if you walk through that mall?
They have a number of fashion shows, specifically geared towards quinceañeras. They have events geared towards the holidays. A lot of malls across the country have always had holiday-themed events, but now we're really seeing malls more and more make themselves places that you don't just want to shop. You want to have an experience with your family.
You talked to a retail anthropologist who told you it's not about malls anymore. It's about alls.
Yes. Yeah. Paco Underhill. He is a market researcher. He talked about the early years of this century as post-mall world, now says that we're in an era of alls. And alls refer to places where we live, shop, work, play. So you can live there, you can shop there, you can work there, not just working at the stores, but, you know, WeWorks, offices, and a lot of nightlife, a lot of reasons to be there that are not just shopping. The Domain here in Austin, where I'm based, is a great example of that. They're a live, shop, work, play where you can essentially live at the mall.
And people want to do that.
Apparently so. Mm-hmm. The Domain is a really successful mall. The look of it is not what we think of when we think of the mall. We think of, you know, these enclosed indoor shopping centers surrounded by seas of parking lots. The Domain looks like a mini city. It's mm-hmm. meant to look that way, a row of shops.
Well, and that was the idea behind Hudson Yards in New York, which is, you know, they built this enormous project. It was the biggest private real estate project in the history of America. And the idea was that you would never leave, that you would have all your shopping, all your restaurants, all your nightlife, your office, and your home in this little area.
Yes, exactly. Like, why would you? What else could you need in life? That is where we're going with malls today.
Well, you bring up perhaps the best evidence of what you're talking about here, the American Dream Complex in New Jersey, which is a $5 billion project, 3 million square feet, opens next month. What is it?
Yes, it is a massive undertaking. It was 16 years in the making. They're really positioning themselves as more than a mall. They will have, when they open, you know, a number of luxury stores. But they're also going to have a ski and snow park, a water park, a Nickelodeon theme park. Hmm. They've said that they've dedicated over half of their tenant mix to experiences beyond shopping.
So given that these alls are coming into being, what about the old-fashioned suburban malls? If you walked into a suburban mall in, you know, Bethesda or outside of Los Angeles or wherever in the suburbs, do they have a lot of people in them at this point, or are they dying?
You know, it really varies. You know, malls are not being killed off by e-commerce, by the internet necessarily. Malls are killing other malls. Hmm. So we've seen a lot of scenarios where there's one mall that's left sort of abandoned, sort of like a, you know, a strange fossil. And 15 minutes down the road, there's a mall that's doing really, really well, that's always busy. So it really, really, really depends on their tenant mix. There's South Coast Plaza in Orange County, California. They call themselves a luxury shopping destination, a global luxury shopping destination. They don't even like to call themselves a mall, but they look exactly like a mall. They're an indoor enclosed shopping center, climate controlled, surrounded by parking. Mm-hmm. They have a years-long tenant waiting list. People would love to be in South Coast Plaza. You know, those are not going to go away anytime soon.
So I just have to push you on one thing. You say that malls are not being killed by e-commerce. How is that possible?
It's in part true. E-commerce is a major, major threat. But just over 10% of all retail sales are conducted online. So people are still going to the mall. They're still shopping in store, especially on high-end purchases. If you are in the market to buy a $10,000 watch, you want to feel on your wrist. You're not going to buy that online. Those kinds of items, those are going to draw and continue to draw people to their stores.
Do teenagers still hang out at the mall?
They do. They do. I mean, less than in previous generations, but yes, teens still do hang out at the mall. It's one of the few places where they can have a sense of autonomy. There's very, very few places like that, especially in the suburbs.
That is Steffi Grobe Plant, whose article in Smithsonian Magazine is titled The Rise of the Zombie Mall. We'll link to it at hereandnow.org. Steffi, thank you.
Thank you so much.